But as we do every Monday morning after a Cowboy game, win or lose, we visit now with the owner and general manager joining us on the ticket hotline. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. Congratulations.
Hey, good morning. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. And good morning. We are positive, and it is a very positive thing that our team got that win. I think that I haven't checked the standings yet, but I think we're 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll that looks good. That looks good to a lot of the investors that I'm trying to convince to do more building projects around the star.
Well, yeah, you're 4-1. That's first place right now in your division.
It is, and we do, but we don't, and we thank you. I do want to make something very clear. This is Tony Romo's team. Now, I don't care if Dak wins us every game from here on out. We will go back to Tony when he's ready. And as I've always said and done in my 50 years of owning this team, as long as I'm owner and GM, I'm never, never going to let winning get in the way of doing what I want to do.
I don't know if that's the best way to operate, Jerry.
So Tony will return as soon as he's ready. Fortunately, it looks like his time off has given Tony a little too much time to hit the little Debbie end cap at the local Tom Thumb.
Yeah, he looks like he's letting himself go a little bit.
He's enjoying his time off, let's just say that. Now, even though I've said that Tony will return as soon as he's ready, I don't think he's going to be ready anytime soon.
Oh, I get you.
Yeah, I never in my wildest dreams expected Dak to do this well. And when I drafted him at 135th or whatever, and I'm being very candid, I thought he would turn out like every other draft day dartboard pick I've ever made. But instead, he was awesome. So it's a little bit of a quarterback controversy. But I have a plan how to handle that controversy.
What's that?
Well, I'm thinking about going back up to the star late tonight, sneaking into the medical facilities, and switching out Tony's latest x-rays with some x-rays of Prince Fielder and Barbaro that I bought off of eBay.
Oh, gosh. Well, I think someone would notice that. They would know.
That'll get us a few more wins. So, that's secret inside information. So only you guys will be able to connect the dots when it comes out that Tony has a broken horse leg.
That would be big news.
Yeah, that would be big news.
And I thought Zeke's early touchdown was really impressive.
Yeah.
Really impressive. What's there not to like about Zeke Elliott?
He's awesome.
Other than his haircut, which kind of looks a little Rock'em Sock'em Robot to me.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Speaking of hair, Andy Dalton's hair looks like an out-of-control grease fire. What's going on up there?
Yeah, he's struggling a little bit.
He's more Garrett Top than Garrett is.
Yeah, he is.
And did you notice Dez on them sidelines yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Really full of passion.
How could you miss him? Yeah.
Full of passion, yeah. Well, you could miss him if you weren't looking close. Just look for the guy who's dressed like he's performing like a community theater version of Grand Theft Auto 5. Kind of singing number. Did you see Zeke run that ball? I hope you did. I hope you did very much.
Yes, yes, we did.
Great.
That 60-yard run was just something else, and I'm getting a little emotional talking about it here because it was so impressive. But I haven't seen anybody run like that since the security footage of Joseph Randall running away from that mall cop.
Just last year, so it's
like
been a year.
Life depended on it. And I think it's very clear to the fans that Zeke Elliott more than makes up for 20 years of failed draft picks. Keep that in mind.
It's fun for this year, for sure, yeah.
So every time you're thinking about all them draft picks I made that are now helping you out at Home Depot, just remember, Zeke and Dak.
Yeah.
That's your old buddy Jerry GM and the hell out of America.
It's working out for you this year, that's for sure.
You know what I thought the highlight of the game was?
Hmm.
Steve even leaving Jerry Jr. hanging on that high five.
Yeah, after the touchdown, that was pretty
great.
Funny.
I thought that was wonderful.
Daddy, you talking about me?
Shut up and drink your juice box.
Oh, was that Jerry Jr.
Sorry
back there?
Yeah, he's in the back seat back there.
Daddy, it's a state fair time, Daddy. Can we take your helicopter to the state fair, you corny doggy?
No. We ain't got time for that crap. Shut up and drink your juice box. It's driving me nuts.
It's true. It is State Fair Day today for all the public schools.
Well, I know it, and that's why he's out today, but I'm taking him up to school for special tutoring anyway.
Mama says you better start Romo, Daddy, or Candace is going to get mad at their book club.
You tell your mama she ain't talked to me in 3 months, and the first time she says something to me is about Romo, you tell her mind your own artwork business.
Oh, God.
Sorry, you guys got in the middle of this family
dispute. Yeah, we don't want to get in the middle of a family dispute.
Very awkward.
It sounds really
tell
ugly.
What, and speaking of, another mention of Gene's artwork, my stadium that I built, billions of dollars on that stadium.
Yeah.
And she gets more credit for GM and our crappy, overpriced, incomprehensible modern art collection than I get for GM and Dak Prescott on the team.
They do mention her every week.
Every single week.
Yep.
I got to get going here. We're almost to the front of the carpool line, but let me just add this. Go Cowboys.
Okay, we'll see you, Jerry. That's Jerry from the Star.